This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On Joy Now, Transpositions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Good evening. You're listening to Transpositions with Michelle and Migsy on Joy 94.9. And tonight, we will be talking all things Midsummer, translated events, and Pride. And how are you tonight, Migsy?
Yeah, I'm actually rocking. I'm having a really good time tonight. Oh. It's Tuesday night, and we're back on air again, Transpositions, and we're so happy to be with you guys tonight. We've had an absolutely fantastic time with Midsummer Carnival the other day, so yeah, it was absolutely fantastic.
I know. After I went to it, I couldn't wait to get back in and talk to everyone around it. So, but those of you just coming out, listening overseas, or not actively involved in the LGBTIQ community here in Melbourne, the Midsummer Festival is an annual celebration of gay culture held during January and February in Melbourne. And so the festival began as a one-week celebration of gay pride back in 1989, for those who really don't know. And the festival has expanded over the years to a three-week event that attracts 120,000 individuals to its opening event on Carnival alone, which is just held this past Sunday. So there was a lot of people there, weren't there?
That was absolutely mad. There was so many people there. It's actually bigger than going to the grand final at the MCG. There was thousands and thousands and thousands of happy, gay, joyful, joy people. It was absolutely fantastic.
It was my first event, and I'm just standing there going, wow. So look, and so for those who don't know, Carnival is a day-long celebration in the city of Melbourne, providing access to both gay and mainstream communities to picnic with family and friends and view entertainment, as well as, say, just browse stalls. And the festivities usually continue into the night with Tea Dance, which is an outdoor dance party featuring some of Melbourne and Australia's most popular DJs.
Absolutely. And we're building up from Carnival until February 1, which is the Midsummer's Visual Arts Program. We'll feature exhibitions in and around Melbourne from local, international and national gay artists. The festival's performing arts program include musicals, theatre, cabaret, film, spoken word, music events, and dance parties. I love to dance. And actually, when I think about dance parties, I think about Dorothy the Dinosaur and her dance party that she has in some of her Wiggles DVDs and things like that. Kids.
But it will be parents.
Yeah, transparent. But these performing arts events are produced largely by the community or by the LGBT community. Now, during the carnival itself, I was actually going around, running around with my little microphone, interviewing some of the trans community, which we'll actually hear from shortly during the show. Michelle was actually up on stage, and she was representing Transpositions, and she
managed. I was representing.
You were representing. Yeah, go for sister. So we both experienced it as, for both of us, it was our first Midsummer, so we both had a cherry popped, so to speak, which was absolutely fantastic.
I felt just absolutely comfortable. I just felt in my own skin. I just walked around. I really just didn't care. Nobody really stared.
Yeah.
I remember walking around, everyone just yelling out my name. And
yeah. It was really cool. Look, one of the things which really sort of were really quite poignant and quite important for me is I walked down there, sort of walking down to the Alexandra Gardens, and I just saw people having a great time, and I didn't see people as being gay, lesbian, trans, or whatever. I just saw people just living life and loving and everything else like that. And it was just absolutely fantastic event. I just loved it. It was great. I'm glad my cherry was popped.
For me, it's just some of these sea of people, and I felt it was something like, if that could be what heaven is, just like walking down a big party of people, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, if that's heaven, kill me <You're> now.
So look, also later we'll be discussing some of the shows that are at Translated Events as part of the festival, and talk more about the Pride March on first. So sit tight, and we'll get the show underway. This is Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Like we've got some really, really good music actually lined up for tonight's show. So,
or at least we think it is.
Oh, yeah. Look, we've got some really fantastic music. So make sure you do stay tuned and listening to Transpositions tonight on Joy 94.9, because it's a really good show that we do have planned for tonight, because look, it is a part of Midsummer and we all are celebrating. We're all having a good time. So Midsummer is that time of the year when it's a middle of summer, yes, but we are celebrating gay culture and trans culture and all those wonderful things, and sort of being a part of the community itself. So, you know, at the moment with Midsummer, there's a lot of amazing and fantastic events going on at the moment. So we're talking about things, you know, things which have got even just a gender skew itself, things like Sunny Drake with transgender seeking. There's autographical performance writing, Dolly Diamond under a big top. Dolly Diamond's actually one of our very, very close friends here at Joy. So, yes, absolutely.
I'll tell you the one I really want to see. I've been reading through this whole book, and there's so many different things. Like, this thing is huge.
Yeah, so it's actually the Midsummer Making Connections program guide. That's actually also, you can check online, midsummer.org.au, and it's got the complete program, events, and everything else like that in there. And it's just an amazing event. It's all amazing. You know, festival Red. Itself, yeah, it's great.
Well, I really want to see that What a Drag.
Yeah,
that one's a multimedia exhibition about the history of drag in Melbourne from the 1960s, and is a display of like photos and interviews, videos and costumes. It looks really neat. So that's one that's really got my attention.
Absolutely. Look, this and look, Sunny Drake. Look, we interviewed Sunny last week. So, well, we actually played an interview that was recorded by Kurt a little while ago with Sunny, and you know, it's just some of the stuff that he talks about is absolutely amazing. So, you know, transgender seeking. He's actually got his event on. I think it's actually sold out last time I checked. So that's been unfortunate, but that's at the Footscray Community Arts Centre.
Well, unfortunate to get out, but unfortunate fortunate for him.
Well, it is fortunate for him, but you know, if it is selling out, that's an absolutely fantastic thing for him. But you know, that was, I think that's actually running on Saturday the 28th through to the 31st of January. So, but yeah, actually, oh no, actually, it says sold out shows and rave responses across Europe, USA, and Canada. So, I dare say maybe tickets are still available. So if I can, before I jump on a big plane to take me overseas, I definitely want to go to that.
Is there anything else on here other than that that's standing out to you? Or?
Yeah, well, look, those are the things which are really standing out. But the big, 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 big one which is really standing out for me, which I really, really, really want to go to, is Pride March.
Oh, definitely.
But, yeah, I have this big problem. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it through to Pride March because, as I just alluded to, I am jumping on a big, big plane, which is taking me overseas to get some surgery done. So we'll probably talk about that another stage. But look, it's like, you know, there's so many things on at the moment, which is just making it absolutely fantastic. I think the Golden Stiletto Rally, that'd be fun.
Yeah. See, I'm so interested in like Pride marches and stuff, and getting like Mardi Gras and stuff like that. And when I think of those things, I mean, I start thinking like Mardi Gras back home and like beads and stuff. I'm going, I am not showing my boobs to anyone.
You can show them to me if you want.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, we won't. Okay. No. So that's fine.
But there's also other events like the Miss Gay and Miss Transsexual. And I remember meeting some of them at doing a bit with Bent TV. About a week ago, and meeting the organizer and the, one of the contestants for Miss Gay and one for the Miss Transsexual. Quite interesting.
Absolutely. I was going to say actually about Miss Transsexual. We had on the Tudor show back on November 20 last year, one of the guests, we had Vanessa. She actually did win Miss Transsexual in 2012, I think it was.
Oh, that's
and,
right.
She's absolutely a fantastic girl. And I was actually trying to see if I could find her the other day, and for Carnival, I couldn't see that. But, you know, it's actually would have been, it'd been very nice to see it. And I think it was, that's on the 31st, I believe, which is obviously the day before the Pride March. But unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to that one either because I will be on that big plane.
Well, the best thing to go, and the best thing about this, if you're just thinking about coming out, or you're really just wanting to get a feel of the community itself, these are great things to go to meet others. And find some of the people, go together, get out, start giving it just a taste of the community, and yeah, really just really, yeah, really recommend it.
Yeah, look, you know, actually, one of the things actually talking about coming out, and we'll probably talk about it a little bit later on, was sort of people wanting sort of safe spaces and those kinds of things and feeling safe and all those kinds of things. So we've actually got some great messages from different organisations. So, but yeah, it's actually really important that, you know, you form a group, go out there, safety in numbers, and actually have go to some of these events. And, you know, what a drag. That'd be awesome. You know, what a drag. Sometimes I think about drag racing and those things of cars, but no, it's not quite drag racing. Quite. It's drag racing in high heels, maybe. But then again, perhaps that could be for the Golden Stiletto Rally that they're doing a DT. So,
All right.
Sounds like fun.
Well, we'll come back into that. We'll come back to some safe spaces. Yes. You even did some interviews as well before.
I did.
So,
yeah.
So what we'll do is we'll come back to that in just a moment. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. As I said before, we'd love to get some feedback from everyone. If there's events you're going to go to, if there's things that you want to know more about, or you want some, you know, just getting some information, feel free to SMS us at 0427JOY949.
Or if you're also overseas and you can't quite send us a text message anywhere in the world, or even if you're here in Australia or even in Melbourne, you can email us onair@joy.org.au.
And that's one thing I'm quite still surprised by is the amount of people who've been tuning in.
That's right.
Overseas now.
We do get the overseas listeners is actually listening to the show, and that's absolutely fantastic. And you know, whether you're in the US or Europe or Asia or anywhere else like that, but even if you're in countries where being gay or being trans is sort of kind of frowned upon, whether you're in different parts of the Middle East, we're happy to talk to you guys and have you as part of the show. So
during the Midsummer Carnival, the opening, you did some interviews with some people.
I was running around like a little mad woman with my little microphone in my hand, sort of talking to people and things like that. So, I've actually got some sort of snapshots of some people that we spoke to, of our listeners, during the main event. So we actually have a bit of a quick listen to some of them right now.
I feel really good. Everyone here is so welcoming. Like, nobody judges. I haven't had any kind of judgment. No one's stared. No one's made a weird comment. Everyone feels really comfortable and like it's home.
This is one of those wonderful times where Melbourne embraces the full diversity. Everything that you could possibly imagine, and then someone's here today, and we all just get along.
I just like the fact that everything's so open and everyone can be themselves, and it's a non-judgmental space, and I'd love to see that to be more Melbourne in everyday life.
Oh, look, I'm being very pleasantly surprised by the massive, massive turnout. I haven't been here for a couple of years, but even just the growth and the number of stalls has been quite impressive, and it really sort of is good testament to the inclusivity of the Melbourne queer community.
I think it's fantastic that so many people feel able to be themselves. We've had a lot of inquiries on our stand today, particularly from trans men, and we wouldn't have seen that 5 years ago. So I think it's just fantastic that people can be themselves, come and talk to us and find out a little bit more.
Oh, absolutely. It's a wonderful event, and I recommend people come along.
Now, actually, it was an absolutely fantastic event, and yes, we did recommend that people did come along, although we are a couple of days after the event, so it's pretty hard to come along.
Yeah, exactly.
But look, you know, one of the things I sort of picked up on sort of speaking to some of the different people there was there was actually a need for some safe spaces where people could actually go and express their gender identity. Now, we know that the Midsummer Carnival and everything else about Midsummer is it is basically a safe event, but you know, people felt that there were needs for being safe and sort of being able to express their gender identity, and for some, you know, this is something that in their case, going to even Midsummer, they sort of felt a bit out of their comfort zone. I did see one or two people were a bit sort of shy and a bit sort of embarrassed, whether they were trans and just coming out and just sort of feeling out of a bit by themselves. So I did speak to a couple of different people, and I've actually got some interviews here, or different parts of interviews that I'm going to play. I did speak to Eleanor from Minus 18 to understand a little bit who they are, but also understand what they are doing to help the young LGBTIQ youth find a safe space in their own way in life. And this is some of the things that she had to say.
So we're a youth organisation, we're youth run, and what we do is we run events for LGBTI kids. We also have resources, we have a community, we give a safe space for all those kids out there questioning their orientation, gender identity, or who have gone through that questioning, know who they are and need a place to call home. That's who we are. It's, look, there's a lot of things that come into it. There's the feeling of unsure about who you are, of being uncomfortable with who you are, of parents and peers, you know, not being as supportive as you might hope. So there's all kinds of things that add up, and that's why we're here as an organisation to really help out and say, we get it, we're here for you. So what we're doing is we're reaching out saying, we understand, we've been there, and we're here to help out and be a safe space for you guys.
Now, Greer from Seahorse spoke about what Midsummer Carnival meant to them in terms of reaching out, being able to make, basically make a face-to-face connection with the community who are actually gender questioning. So Seahorse, they want to create a safe space and safe events for transgender people to help explore their gender identity and also to overcome some of the fears and being scared and those kinds of things.
Oh, it gives a public face to Seahorse, and it's important to have a facility where people who are scared to ask in another environment can, in the anonymity of a big crowd, can come past and talk about it. Oh, it's for my friend or something like that, and then realise that it's nothing really to be scared about, but it gives us a public face. We're here to provide that safe, supportive environment so that you can do that safely, and that's what's important. What we try to do is provide a safe environment where we have an invitation-only meeting where people can feel secure that their privacy is protected, that no one else there other than those who are in a similar situation, those who have been there before, those that are just coming out. So it gives them the opportunity to feel comfortable, knowing that they are protected with their privacy and that they have the opportunity then to overcome that scared.
I'm just loving hearing all these voices in the crowd. I remember coming down from the stage and to catch up with you, and I remember seeing you walking around the mic, and and it was great to hear, to see the community, everyone just waving to each other and saying hello to each other, and no one was had any issues or anything. So
That's right. Yeah.
These are sounding so good.
Yeah, it's like, it was really good. It's like, it was so densely packed with people. I was actually surprised when I was recording that I could actually get a decent kind of recording. But it's like, there was so many people there, and, you know, just getting to talk to so many of the people as well was just such a fantastic thing.
Who else did you get when you were out there?
Well, actually, I did actually manage to make contact with Michael from It Gets Better Australia, New Zealand. He spoke about the launch of their social media campaign and how it gets better, and they want to create some safe spaces.
Yeah, with an event like today, we can meet with the public and really get our message out there. And what we're doing today is we're launching our social media campaign, and we've got whiteboards, and we want to send messages of love and happiness to people who may not be in that kind of headspace right now.
Because I suppose one of the things that you guys would actually find with dealing with people who are at that early stage of coming out, some of the major issues one would expect to see would be mental health issues or just trying to figure out where they sort of fit into the world. What sort of programs do you guys have with trying to help out people in that position?
Well, we've got the messages of hope, which come on our YouTube page, which is what we took from the American organisation where it all started. And at the moment, we're working with GPs to find local and safe spaces that these people can go and get medical help that they may not always feel comfortable to do at their local GP.
So would you find that, would you say that for a lot of people that's trying to find that safe space where they can start to talk to people, is that a major issue for a lot of people?
Yeah, I think especially when you're in your closet, you kind of go internalised and you don't know, you always feel a bit anxious, and having that along with some feelings of self-loathing as well, it's nice to find a place where you fit in, and that's what we're really trying to do, just try and promote our message and really get our ideas out there and let them know that there are safe spaces and people that they can talk to.
So if people want to reach out and try and make contact with yourselves and with your organisation, what's the best way they can do it? If you've got a Facebook page or website or something like that?
Yep, so we've got our Facebook page, so you just look for It Gets Better Australia New Zealand, because we're involved with both countries. But we also have a website, which is www.igba.org.au, and there they can see our videos, find people to talk to, and hear more about our organisation.
And that was Michael from It Gets Better Australia. So that was actually an interview that I did have with Michael in their stand the other day. So from what I can tell, it is clear that for transgender people, acceptance in a safe space is something which is critical and important way of exploring and understanding who they are. So the survival of organisations such as Seahorse is actually turning 40 at the moment. It's critical for those who really need safe spaces to explore their own gender and to allow themselves to be who they are, and at least figure out who they are in terms of moving forwards.
Turning 40.
So they're almost as old as what I am.
<Far out. laughs>
Yeah, they're older than you, Michelle. You're the baby in here.
I am the baby.
You're the baby.
Don't feel like the baby.
No, you look like the baby. You do. You're a big baby. No, you're a cute baby. But, you know, it's like it's really important that there are some sort of safe spaces for people. And, yeah, we talk about alphabet soup. And we've had alphabet soup sort of through so many times before. You know, we're talking to Ina and those kinds of people. And I think they've actually got their dinner on tonight. So if there's anyone who's actually listening from Alphabet at Soup at the moment and driving home, we do say hello to the lovely people of Alphabet Soup. But, you know, these types of places are really important for people to understand who they are and try and figure out where they sort of fit into the world.
Well, that's why I'm always trying to reach out. And if there are any other organizations that are out there or something that's running or whatever, just let us know, please. Just email us, text us something so we can get the information out to everyone else so they know that they have a place that they can go.
Yeah, absolutely. Email is a great transpositions@joy.org.au is the way to make contact with us. Or you can actually post to us on our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com.au/transpositions and on Joy or thereabouts. I'm sorry.
Just get us on Facebook. You'll see us.
Just email us, text us, whatever. Make contact with us. So we're happy to talk to people, individuals, anyone else like that, to try and sort of make contact and at least sort of help people go in the right direction.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
I can't speak tonight. I need coffee. But tonight we're talking everything to do about Midsummer. So, Michelle, Midsummer is just like, as we said before, it's one of those fantastic times of the year if you're gay, trans, part of the LGBTIQ community.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
It seems that way sometimes.
It does, doesn't it? It's like, we keep on talking about the alphabet soup. the different types of alphabet soup. But it's just like so many different characters.
Well, now we're getting to talking about things like Pride Parade.
I'm absolutely shattered. I should have checked my schedules a bit better because I wanted to go to that.
Well, it is Midsummer's 20th anniversary of Pride Parade. And look, and like I've said before, when I was dealing with all this, I tried to block out everything that was going on in the community. I didn't want anything to do with it. I just dealt with my 2.5 picket fence and everything. And so I like to go, and as I'm going through and discovering this, I like to go and give a bit more information to share with those who are just coming out as well. And so just so everyone knows, that the Pride March is the last major event as part of the Midsummer Festival, and it closing out the three-week celebration of Victoria's LGBTQ culture. So on Sunday, the 1st of February, the Pride March will celebrate its 20th anniversary, like I said. So this is a call out to all of you who have... Make sure you're there. Show off all your colors. So if you haven't been, come on down. You know, make sure you get involved. And those of you who don't know, it's an open-air celebration culminating in a march down Fitzroy Street and finishing with the performances on the foreshore. The point of Pride Parade really is to express courage, solidarity, pride, diversity, and a strong sense of community. It's a key date in Victoria's cultural calendar and a destination for interstate and international visitors as well. Look, just to give you an idea how big this is, last year's Pride Parade March saw about 40,000 people head to St. Kilda to celebrate in Victoria's LGBTQ community. So think of like 40,000 people here, 120,000 at Carnival. Jeez, Grindr and Tinder must have been on fire.
I was actually checking Pink Safe when I was there.
There's so many places to check into on these things.
It was crazy,
And look, last year, the temperatures were reaching almost 40 degrees. And so I can imagine how many, like, bare bodies were walking around that day.
Bare naked bodies? Isn't there a nudie run or something like
I think
that?
There's a undie run, not there's nudie.
Damn. I'm not going to be here to watch that one either.
I don't know. You know what? If somebody wants me to run in the undie run, then you know what? I need people to sponsor and pay money for this because...
I don't tempt me to change my flights.
So it's
like so many walking bodies. Oh my God, that's going to be great. Well, look, I know that some of the groups may choose to take part with a 20th annual Pride March. Some of those include the GLBTIQ service and networking organisations, GLBTIQ Pride groups from within a corporate environment, local national equality campaigners and heroes, sporting groups or teams, and also political groups as well.
Well, look, and if you're actually part of any of these groups, or if any of them are actually trans specific, please let us know about them as well. Again, you know, Facebooks, the Twitters, the emails, we're just social media, you know, bitches, really.
We really are. Actually, normally every week we put up a video as to what's coming on the show, but you know, we were so busy today actually prepping the show that we actually didn't get a chance to shoot our little video to sort of.
We've just been so busy. It's just ridiculous. Look, for me personally, I was doing some looking up on it, and I love the way the folks who run Midsummer really describe the Pride Parade March. And I was looking on their site, the midsummer.org.au website, and this is what they had to say. They said, "Whilst we call it a march, we enthusiastically encourage dance, singing, strutting, catwalking, and voguing."
Well, actually, I like the strutting, catwalking, and voguing. It sounds quite camp, doesn't it?
It does sound very camp. And they say, "The more choreographed and fabulous your group is, the more impact we can make and the more spectacular the event gets." I can only imagine.
We just make it so fantastic and so spectacular, just be gorgeous.
Well, it'd be you have to use that voice. It'll be my first Pride Parade. I'll definitely make sure I send you a selfie.
Can you send me lots of pictures, please?
I will not while I'm in my undie run, though.
Oh, well, maybe you can take pictures of the undie run anyway.
I'll take this for you, maybe.
That's fine.
So look, for the best advice I get to take is really take a look at some of the Pride marches around the world, really, for inspiration if you are getting involved.
Yeah. Well, look, I was going to say one thing I do know, and look, I'd love to be there for it, but it's actually after the Pride March, there's also a number of after parties and things like that. And there's actually the official after party, which is happening at the Greyhound after that as well. So that would be absolutely packed. So, you know, if you've got about 30 odd thousand people or whatever, or 40,000 people at Pride March, imagine how many people are going to be crammed into the Greyhound. Look, the Greyhound is actually quite large, but.
That many sweaty buddies. You would be in your undies by that time after a hot day.
Yeah, maybe I really definitely should change those flights. I don't know. It sounds tempting.
It sounds like one of your alley
moves. It sounds like my kind of place. But no, well, I don't. Maybe not quite, because you might bump into Daryl there or something like that. I don't know.
Have you heard from him lately?
I have not heard from Daryl at all. So I'm actually glad he once says I haven't heard from Daryl. Daryl, if you're listening.
He misses you.
Actually, I do miss talking to Daryl, so I think we do have to get Daryl back at some point in time. What we might do is next week, I might actually give Daryl a call and say, "Why haven't you been texting me and calling me?" Maybe I sort of really scared him off last time. I don't know. But we do miss Daryl. But yeah, so I don't know if Daryl's at the Pride after party, that'd be great. But Daryl, I won't be there.
There you go. No. Maybe he'll send you flowers while you're in Spain.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Everyone knows you're in Spain.
I'm going to Spain.
Yeah. There you go.
Big plane to Spain.
Well, there's all kinds of other things going on in the world and news and events happening.
And you're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9 with Michelle and Megzi.
So there's all kinds of news and stuff happening in the world at the moment. I think the first one you were pretty excited about was a Glee one.
Yeah, well, look, Glee is actually a really big one, actually, because what's actually happened is there is a character on Glee who's actually come out as being trans or being a trans man. And the character itself is actually one of the coaches. It's not, she actually looks quite masculine anyway. But yeah, so she's actually come out as being transgender and is actually going to be transitioning. And there was actually a film clip, or a clip which actually came out from the producers of Glee on YouTube just recently. I think it came out on Sunday, and it actually talks about her coming out, and it was actually the way in which she comes out to a couple of the other characters on the show was actually just quite beautiful in the way in which it happened, and it was like really big and it was really good. And I think probably it's a bit of a leader into some other future episodes where we spoke to Isley Rice late last year, who's actually a transgender musician in the US, and she actually was a guest on Glee, as well as a whole group of other transgender people. So don't know too much about Isley and all, everything else which happened with this, but I've got a feeling there's definitely some sort of strong linkage there. So I'm really excited about that, because to actually try and put more trans characters into television and actually casting transgender characters in such a positive light is really such an empowering and positive thing. You know, when you look at shows like Glee, really important and really quite well, they've done a lot of really good and positive work for having gay people in the show. Now they'd gone that next step with trans.
Well, that's also a good show that touches a lot of different stereotypes, different children, teenagers, different households, and so that'd be a great show. I understand, I'm talking to Isley on our T-Door show back in November. That this is a pretty trans themed season through Glee this year. So,
well, that'd be really good. You know, one of the big things which came out in the US last year, particularly in high schools, was access to bathrooms and change room facilities for transgender students. So, you know, that's a really good one to really hammer home the message of what it's like to be trans. And, you know, it's not a choice. It's who you are. You know, as you know, some people are born with red hair, but there's also other people who are born being trans. And it's definitely not a choice. It's who you are, and to be able to be who you are, but also to show that and articulate that in shows which are mainstream. You know, we see Transparent doing it, we see it happening in Orange is the New Black, and we're also now starting to see it happen in Glee, as well as other shows, with trans people being cast as positive people in a positive context and not in a negative context that you might have seen in previous shows and movies and different forms of media and so on. So really good, really positive, fantastic. Yeah,
that's
work.
Definitely one of the bits in the news. I can see there is that back in Kentucky and Louisville, there's some stuff going on with that there. Mm. But there was another one.
So that's access to bathrooms, is
access
it?
Access to bathrooms, yeah. I think it's a bit back and forth. Kentucky, Louisville, that's a bit of a...
Well, you know, the southern states, Michelle, you probably know them a lot better than what I have. I've flown over them, but I haven't sort of gone down into
that's,
them.
That's where your boyfriend's from, honey. He's from that area.
Is he my boyfriend? I don't know. As I keep on saying, I like looking at pink sofa. I don't know about guys.
Well, look, there's more going on. There's I was reading a bit out of the Daily Mail. There's a British Army's first transgender officer. A captain who's 27 changed her life after a tour of Afghanistan, and she decided to come out. Her name was Hannah Winterbourne, and she spent some time in the service. She went gender change. The way they word it is with a different news. They should be saying gender, but they say sex. So we slip up on that one. But when she turned back, she is now in there, and she said that her parents and colleagues have been tremendously supportive of her gender change.
That's absolutely fantastic. Look, you know, there's other people in the military as well in Australia and the US who are transgender. One of our friends of the show, Amy, she was actually the first trans person in the Australian Defence Force, I believe. Also, later this year, we're also hoping to speak to Kate McGregor as well about being trans and those kinds of things. So we're hoping to sort of talk to her and obviously understand more from her perspective as well.
And I personally see people who are in the military who do come out, I see them as positive members of the community.
Mm.
And if someone like that can be brave enough to come out as well, well, you know,
particularly in such a masculine environment as well. So it would be such a hard thing to do. You know, when you come out normally as being trans in regular society, it's hard enough as it is, but if you're in such a masculine environment such as that, very difficult. So congratulations.
Well, also a bit of news out of Turkey. Their first ever shelter house for transgender women has been opened in Istanbul.
Yay.
And it was basically thanks to the efforts of transgender individuals and donations raised at a trans fashion show. And the woman behind the shelter told the news website she was a 39-year-old transgender woman, and they opened it out of donations. It's amazing, isn't it?
That's great. And, you know, you see stories about in other different parts of the world as well, like having transgender reporters and news anchors and those kinds of things as well. And it's just like, you know what? At the end of the day, for trans people, we are just normal people like everyone else. And, you know, we just go about our business doing our jobs and sort of just assuming a regular position in society, because at the end of the day, that's all we really want to do. And, you know, for those people who are thinking about sort of coming out or whatnot, people looking at you, they don't. People have just got their own stuff, their own lives to go on with. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being trans and nothing to be scared of.
No, like myself, I started my first day now.
Congratulations. So that is another really important news item. So you have started a new job today, which is actually something of to be really to be congratulated on. It's it's say, you know, officially within this new workplace that you're in. That, well, it's you are Michelle now.
There. Well, that's right. I mean, and that's my first job coming out as.
Yeah.
Starting as Michelle.
Starting as a woman. Michelle.
No one knew me before or anything like that.
That's right.
But that's where you're getting back to where no one pays attention. No one really notices.
No one cares.
I was walking around the office. I was scared shitless. I was so nervous. And I think I squeaked at one point.
Can you squeak? I want to hear you squeak.
No, I don't want to squeak.
Come on, I want to see it. I want to hear you squeak.
They're like, you know, hi. They're like, come here. I'm like, hi. I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to talk. I was tongue-tied. And that's what you're saying? Exactly.
Like that.
But
that's all, folks.
Hey, how you going? Hi, Michelle. I was standing up, shaking my hand. I went smiling. Awesome. And they guided me to my desk, sat down, and...
There you go. Fantastic. So, and that's the thing. Like, it's not a limiting factor in your life, you know?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God. It's just like... It's just, but here we are. We're just
exactly, yeah. Exactly. Well, one last point, okay. And I love seeing all these crazy bits out of the States because obviously I've been to different parts of the U.S. and well, the further
I think the access is a bit of a giveaway.
Well, true. The further east you go, it seems a bit more uptight, and the further west you go, they seem a bit really bit you know a bit out there.
Yeah, well, I like the West Coast empire. Yeah. I think I've been quite well.
And then down south, they're just grown people.
Well,
like Daryl. Anyway, so. Out of Pennsylvania, of all places. I lived in Pennsylvania for a year, and they can be a bit uptight.
Yeah, I've actually spent some time in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's actually
I forgot about that.
Well, that's right. I think you were in Pittsburgh, and I was in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right. You're on either side. Well, a doctor dedicated to diversity and LGBTQ health, who's a transgender woman, has been appointed physician general by the Pennsylvania governor-elect Tom Wolf. And... I was quite impressed by that.
Fantastic, because being Pennsylvania,
I know exactly. They're a bit more religious and a bit more conservative there.
Yes, they are.
So lots of positive things going on. All these things we tend to share regularly on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I know Ming and you always pop stuff up. I'm popping stuff up.
Yeah, I'm actually sort of worried when it comes to the Facebook page. We're both going to post the same story, so you might get the same story cover. So at the moment, I'm going through and checking everything.
Exactly, so am I. So bear with us if that happens. You know, it's what it is. But we're so excited, so happy to share stuff with you.
Yeah, it's really good news. So I think it's all fantastic. You know, we talked about last year being the transgender tipping point. I don't know, what's tonight with Sissy going to be the transgender? Gender watershed moment or something like that for this year for 2015. Who knows?
Well, there's your trans information in the news.
And you're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Actually, the last part of that community service announcement, sci-fi and sex and all those kinds of things, that's really good. Where else but Joy?
Exactly. And that's the following show coming after us, is Sci-Fi and Scream.
With our good friend Sonia. Waving to Sonia. Actually in one of the other studios at the moment. She's giving us a thumbs up and she wants to go on air. She's giving us a thumbs up.
She's regular. So coming down to the end of the show now, Mings.
Yeah, I know. End of the show. It's getting close. Everything's getting close.
As always. If you missed us, you can get our podcast.
Yes.
You can follow us on Facebook.
Yes.
If you had trouble listening to us, you can get us on the apps, on the Play Stores, on the iOS, Apple Store,
Google Plays,
yes,
absolutely.
Tweeting.
I was going to say we actually did get a message.
Oh, we did we?
We wanted to always get more messages, but we got a message. Yeah, you sound fabulous. Enjoying your stories, Emma.
Oh, thank you, Emma.
She gave us a kiss. Oh, thanks, Emma. We like kisses.
Well, it's countdown to Mingy's going away for surgery. Come up soon.
Yes, I'm going away.
You are going away, as we said all the time. So
I'm going away for a couple of weeks. So yeah. I think next week's going to be my last show before I'm away for about 2 or so weeks. And I'm paying someone a lot of money to take her to basically scalp me to a certain extent and then take a Dremel to my forehead and reshape it a little bit.
Wow, you make it sound so appetizing.
So appealing.
Well, based on that, look, Megan's going to get some interviews as well, and we're going to be talking more about FFS, which is facial feminization surgery, and also getting into gender reassignment surgery and future stuff, talking about more surgeries. And anybody's looking for any information on those sorts of things, definitely give us a buzz. Send us some more, get information on the page.
So we're going to try and talk about some of that stuff next week. So hopefully, sort of maybe calm me down a little bit, because am I getting anxious? I don't know. I think I'm pretty excited. Now, we've got other people in the studio here. They're just sitting there just laughing at me. I was just like, gee, thanks, guys. I like to be reassured.
Well, there's also, you know, again, myself starting my job this week, and if anybody else has got any stories as well of starting your job or just coming out, you know, please share them with us. And I'm sure I'll be able to share more with you guys in the next coming week about stuff that's happening with me. And I find everything a comedy anyway. So.
Everything in life is a comedy.
Exactly.
You've just got to laugh at it and just enjoy and have fun, because otherwise, if you can't laugh at life, well, what's the point anyway?
Exactly.
So it's all good. But look, what I did want to say is, look, a very special thank you to our friend Emily on panel tonight. So big thank you to her. She's actually giving us a little wave at the moment, which is great. Also want to say a big thank you to Andrea for our podcast. So we'd really be lost without Andrea and her sharing our wonderful stories with the rest of the world through our podcasts. There are also the really important people we really want to thank is you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. So really exactly. Glad you're there and sending us messages like Emma tonight. Thank you so much, Emma.
So. And you can catch us all on the interwebs. Again, we're social media bitches. We're on the Facebooks, the Twitters, everything, as we've said. So thank you again for listening. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.